KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, the Director of Resident Services, Hannah Brown. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, John.
Good to have you with us today. And you've got somebody with you there. Would you make that introduction?
Absolutely. I've got resident with me, BJ Carlson, here to help me out with this radio segment.
Oh, terrific. Hi, BJ.
Hello, John.
Good to have you with us today, too. All right, so Hannah, talk with us about educational programming at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Absolutely, I'd love to. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, campus-wide, our goal is to provide activities that meet this whole person wellness philosophy that we believe in. And that means that physical fitness is as important as intellectual fitness. That being said, we try to provide a lot of opportunities for residents who live here. So that could mean a class that we might have in-house for them to take, a documentary maybe about something. Perhaps we'll go tour somewhere, a local business, and see how the behind the scenes of that business works. Just trying to be creative and keep those continuing education opportunities coming.
Well, you can never stop learning, can you? Hey, BJ, while we have you on here, can you give us an example of some of your favorite educational programming?
Well, they certainly have a wide variety, John. And one of my favorite ones was when Officer Parse from the Police Task Force, came with his dog, Cairo, and talked to us. It was just really educational, something I probably would never have learned about had I not been a resident here at the Terrace.
It's pretty amazing what those dogs can do, isn't it?
Yeah, this dog was so obedient and a very unusual breed to me, and I learned a lot about the breed, about what the dog can do, etc. So that was a great program.
Oh, boy.
Another program I enjoyed was a very different kind of program was origami taught by Japanese women. And, of course, we can't do that now with COVID, but it was sure a lot of fun.
So talk with us a little bit about what excites you about being involved.
I feel that continuing to learn is important as we age because that's a way of keeping us engaged. And I think the recreation department here at the Terrace is doing a wonderful job and is giving us a wide range of opportunities. You know, John, I could be busier here than I've been any time in my life if I chose to be.
Well, that's pretty neat. I'm glad you're able to do all of that. FVCC Senior Institute is coming up this year, and, well, how do we get involved? We'll ask Hannah and BJ about that right after this.
Your new senior independent option, the Cottages within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's in its final design stage now. And for a limited time, you can choose your options and your upgrades. Select between three cabinetry finishes, quartz countertops, a gas range, a fireplace mantle, and hardwood floors. The Cottages are two-bedroom, two-bath patio homes. Now, you can capitalize on our booming housing market now and enter into independent living in a life plan community. With your brand new patio home, you can also gain access to multiple dining venues, a fitness center, and services for all stages of adult life. You can learn more about the Cottages and the convenience and splendor within a life plan community. Simply call Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And we're staying more educated, too, and smarter. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Resident Services, Hannah Brown, and Buffalo Hill Terrace resident, BJ Carlson. So, Hannah, talk with me a little bit about Emmanuel's involvement with FVCC and the Senior Institute this year.
Absolutely. I'd love to. We love the Senior Institute. And if folks don't know what that is, that's an awesome program. Every year, our local college puts on for seniors in our community. They have a wide variety of classes to choose from. And our residents here have participated as long as I've known. I've been at Emmanuel a little over 10 years, and I can't remember a time when we weren't attending the Senior Institute. So we've been going there for a while. And this year, it's a little different. They've gone virtual, and we're going to be participating that way. But it's just an amazing opportunity for seniors in our community.
Well, we've talked with them about the lineup of speakers they have, and it is going to be a fantastic Senior Institute this year. Now, BJ, you've been involved in the Senior Institute in years past.
Right. Well, Phil, my husband and I have gone, and I think at least 15 or 16 years, and so we've had a lot, big range of experiences, but I just want to tell you that Emmanuel here makes it possible for us to go by providing transportation to the Senior Institute in years before COVID. And this year, the college has been very creative and is doing it virtually, and so working with Hannah, we're going to have the Institute in our auditorium for those people that want to participate here. So it's a change, but everybody's been creative, and I'm looking forward to it this year.
You don't even have to dress up for it, do you?
No, we could come in our pajamas, I suppose.
That's right.
College is really doing a huge service to this community by providing the Senior Institute. I tried to look up when it started, but it's been going for a long time, and now it's up to around 300 people. And they provide a wonderful lunch and 2 hours of class instruction for a very, very, very reasonable fee for 6 consecutive Fridays. It won't be that way this year because of COVID, but I just think it's a wonderful service they provide. And I've even gotten out of my comfort zone and taken some art classes, which were a lot of fun, and a whole range of other classes.
I don't know about you, BJ, but I can't draw a straight line. I mean, I couldn't do it with a pencil. I don't know how I could be artistic, but for some reason, they think I could be.
Well, those teachers bring it out of you. They're really good.
Boy, that's terrific. I'm glad you guys get involved in that. We've had a lot of conversations with the folks at FECC, Connie Hitchcock, who operates the show, and she's been doing it for, I think she said she'd been doing it for 7 or 8 years, and I believe the program goes back about 27 years, BJ. So, see, you've been a big part of it for a long time.
Yeah, enjoyed it a lot.
Well, there's a lot of other things we can do at Emmanuel Lutheran to promote lifelong learning, and we'll talk with Hannah about that after this.
We talk a lot about the life plan community within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, but what does it mean? Here's Villa residents Fred and Shelby Thompson to explain.
They have a life plan aspect here that we're glad to see, whereby we can live independently as long as we're capable, and we have a procedure whereby we can move to assisted living. We have nursing home care and skill care level available to us. The facility here also has a memory care unit and also a facility they call the retreat, which is designed for short-term rehab and can't stay in the hospital, but you're not quite ready to go home. They'll take care of you at the retreat so you get ready to go to your home. So that's the multifaceted level of care you need is here at the Emmanuel Lutheran community, and that's why we're like it so much.
The Life Plan community at Emmanuel Lutheran awaits you. Just call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today we have the Director of Resident Services, Hannah Brown, and a Buffalo Hill Terrace resident, BJ Carlson. So I'm going to throw this one toward you, Hannah. Lifelong learning. You've got to find a lot of ways that you can promote this at Emmanuel Lutheran.
That's right. We try to keep it fun and be creative and offer a lot of opportunities. You know, these days with COVID, a lot of local lectures that you might have went to the college for or might have went to a museum for, they're doing virtually. So that's an example. You know, we're bringing those in-house on the big screen and inviting residents to the auditorium to watch a lecture. Recently, we did a few bus tours for our residents, and we checked out the historic homes downtown Kalispell and just learned about who lived in them and the history behind them, all kinds of things. Again, back before we were in the middle of this COVID situation, we even did a few night worth of a trip, like a historic Montana trip, and learned about some of those things. So just trying to keep it creative and different things.
I'll bet you even went by my old house on the east side of Kalispell.
We may have.
You didn't even know I lived there. Okay. So we've got these kinds of opportunities reaching out, but in-house now we've had to get creative, and you guys have put a lot of effort into getting the IT equipment and the computer equipment up so that you can do these things.
That's true. It has been a little bit of a learning curve, but we've learned a lot more than we ever thought we could, probably.
Yeah. Hey, BJ, what would you say to somebody thinking about taking a class or learning something new?
Well, example is probably a good way to go about it, how much I've enjoyed it. And there are so many opportunities and such a wide range of subjects to learn about. And living here at the Terrace, They make it so easy for us. It's either here or they provide transportation. And I really feel that it's important, if at all possible, for people to keep on learning, because it's a way of staying engaged with life and expanding our horizons and our interests and being more interesting people ourselves.
Yeah. My dad used to say, he says, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And boy, he was always doing things to learn something new, to try something else out. And, well, he managed to get to 92 years old, so he was doing something right.
That's awesome.
Well, gosh, it's been a great conversation, ladies. We sure do appreciate it. And it's an opportunity for you to learn and continue to learn with Buffalo Hill Terrace resident B.J. Carlson and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Resident Services, Hannah Brown. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having us.
All right. Talk to you soon.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on track.